Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
I don't like dark chocolate.
You don't like it at all?
No.
It's the healthier chocolate.
Well, of course. It's like, it's the broccoli of chocolates, Cliff. I don't want it.
The broccoli of chocolate.
I want the donuts of chocolate.
Thanks for tuning in to the biggest breast on the internet. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Put your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here. You, the listener, are here. We're ready to start the show.
Oh, we're talking vitamins this week. Vitamins.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Vitamins.
Why don't we jump right into it these days, Cliff? Let's not dilly dally. I know you don't even like to talk about this, Cliff. It's a big deal. But we did have, Mr. Nodbottom had this health expert come in and, like, check all our vitals this week to see how we're doing, if we're, you know, because we always talk about being fat. Well,
yeah.
Surprise, we're fat. We're obese.
But it's nice, isn't it nice to have it verified and clinically proven?
We're certifiable, Cliff.
We're over the top. We're over the acceptable range.
I'm hanging over my pants.
Over. Oh, Jesus.
Bye. This is not bottom. He's on this big health kick. He's like, well, boys, if you're overweight and you're going to talk about being fat all the time, you're going to start taking vitamins and get into shape and do this stuff.
Uh-huh.
This lasts like a week. But So we're doing stuff about vitamins.
Okay.
Vitamin. You know what vitamins are.
Tastes just like candy.
I have gummy vitamins.
Do you?
They're adult gummy vitamins.
Adult. They're wiener and vulva shaped.
I didn't say listed. They're grown up, chewable vitamins.
They're grown up.
They're actually really good.
They're in the shape of a mortgage. IRA.
I'm always wanting to take my vitamins every day. I can't wait to have my vitamins. They're so good.
Can't wait.
But a vitamin, Cliff, is an organic compound required by an organism. We need vitamins in our body. And you know, I've been a little under the weather, and I've just been taking a ton of vitamin C.
Idiot.
It's good for you.
It does not help.
No, that's what the doctors say, Cliff.
Scientists and doctors have proven time and again.
Cliff. I just read a paper.
Kendall is reading scientific journals about this, and vitamin
Fact,
C
Cliff.
Does not help.
Fact, in 19, I think it was 57.
Fact.
They did a study where doctors said vitamin C did not help you and did not work. And it was all a big myth. Vitamin C is really good for you, and it helps you. It'll cure your body.
It's true, Kendall. But you know what's not true is the myth that by taking vitamins regularly, we don't even need to exercise. It's something that we've long hoped and prayed was true.
I have not heard that myth.
But it is not.
Did you make that up?
I've heard, you hear things through the grapevine. I heard some things through the grapevine today while I was here alone in the studio.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things, it was in a fax from our writers, it was saying, you do really still need to exercise. 30 minutes, a quick walk will do ya.
Cliff, we talk about it all the time on the show.
Yeah.
Exercise.
Why don't you just do it?
Just do it.
Just come on and do it.
That's what I keep telling myself. But, Cliff, also, vitamins are really important for your mood. Did you know this?
Oh.
I'm not kidding. Everybody listen up. I've gone from preaching to meddling. Vitamins.
Yeah.
You know, when you're deficient with a vitamin in your body.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things go wrong because there's like only like 12 vitamins or 12 compounds.
Right.
And you need like a good source of vitamin D. You know, like sunlight or take a supplement.
Just
like,
get some sun.
Well, do get sun.
Do
and, like,
get.
Vitamin B3, niacin.
Sure, get some B3. Get some before, after, whenever. whenever it's convenient for you.
No, get some and get some no flush.
No.
And like take like 1,000 milligrams a day and you'll be perked right up.
Just take 1,000 or so.
You can't get hurt by taking any vitamins.
No, nothing. Scientists have also proven no one can ever have enough vitamins.
I'm going to pull up the paperwork and I'm going to put it on the website.
Take as many as you can.
You can take as many vitamins as you want. It will not hurt you.
Mr. Steinbaum, do not even shake your head at us. I'm sure that scientists have proven that.
They have. It is proven. I've been reading a lot about vitamins, Cliff.
He's saying no, but Mr. Steinbaum says no, but I think take whatever you want. I think that goes along the lines of like whatever like drug, cold pills. Well, take them if you want to. Just take
whatever. Now those are like drugs that you're taking from
just
the store. Vitamins are all natural. They're good for you.
Just take them.
Look at all these vitamins, Cliff. Take them.
Just take
B12. B12 is another good one.
B12, B13.
No, you have some niacin sitting right here on your desk.
Oh, right here. Kendall, get on your side of the desk for a second.
Sorry, I wanted to come over here and check out what vitamins you have.
Kendall, I know it's a myth that you yourself have propagated at one time or another. That herbal supplements cannot be harmful because they're natural. Well, listen up. Listen up. In fact, this myth that you propagated not 30 seconds ago, I'm here to bust it.
You said herbal remedies. I said vitamins.
Kendall, whisper what you will into the jury's ear, but the judge is going to find you guilty.
Who's the judge?
Oh, I am spinning the truth today like nobody has seen. Some naturally.
Why are you so ill today, Cliff?
I'd rather not get into it over this vitamin episode. Listeners have so far been thinking, you know what? This episode of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, the internet talk show hosted by two morbidly obese people where they talk about things like Clean Week and Salute to the Elderly and Winter Breakers. They talk about things like that and then they act today like a vitamin unto my soul. And we raise some spirits and I don't want to down and bum those out.
Okay, we're going to talk about this sooner or later.
Kendall, overdose on some supplements can cause damage to our health, even permanent damage.
Like what?
Overdosing. Kendall, if you want to overdose on whatever you want, you just go right ahead. But I don't want the listeners to OD, because you said so.
They're not going to OD.
Don't do it, no. Listeners.
Cliff, scientists have shown to use vitamin C to treat cancer. Do you know this?
Scientists are just using whatever. Scientists are hooking people up to radiation.
No, Cliff, listen to this. Scientists are giving people like 40, 50, 100,000 milligrams of vitamin C, and it attacks the cancer and doesn't hurt the rest of them. It doesn't make them sick like other things do.
What a world we live in.
Oh, see, you gotta get to the truth, Cliff.
There's a body of proof somewhere along these lines.
And I found it, Cliff.
I found it. Kendall found it in his letter from the writers today. I found a basket full of doubts.
I've got plenty of doubts.
I've got such doubts. That's my favorite line. If we were talking, are you talking to me? That's my favorite line from the movie Doubt. I have such doubts. Spoiler alert is what she says at the very end.
Spoiler alert. Great. I'll never be able to watch Doubt. I doubt I'll ever
spoiler
watch it.
Spoiler alert, she is still doubtful at the end of that movie.
And spoiler alert, when this show ends, finally one day, we'll still be enormous.
We will still be.
Spoiler alert.
Isn't it a shame? Because you imagine a fabulous someday listening back to an old episode, and we think, oh, in the future, we'll be like, oh, we were so fat back then, we've lost so much weight, and it never has happened once. Because we've gradually gained and gained and gained.
Well, I was going to say, the real reality is that we were like, oh, look, we did lose a couple pounds, and then we gained 1,000. And then we were stuck to the couch for 4 years.
Exactly.
Well, hey, luckily this will be a 24-hour show because we'll be sewn into the couch.
Luckily, it will. 24 little hours.
It's like CNN, but for Cliff and Kendall.
It is like CNN.
24-hour Belching Network.
Belches.
It's time to do a new segment. Well, it's an old new segment that we've been trying to do for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Politics as usual.
Politics
as usual.
Okay.
Aren't you so excited?
I'm so excited, Kendall, for politics. Why don't you start us off?
Well, now, what's
political
the,
ram.
What are we talking about today again?
Politics. I don't know. You tell me. I'm busy.
Oh, I thought there was something you were talking about. Or I thought there was something you brought up that we should talk about.
Kendall, why do they send me these cable things? I don't want it. I don't even have cable.
Cliff, we're trying to do politics as usual. I'm just trying to figure out what segment or what thing we're supposed to be talking about here. Mr. Snotbottom handed
ahead.
You the envelope.
I didn't get any envelopes from this. This is just some mail that I brought from home because you don't care what I'm doing, so I just thought I would open mail during.
All right, Cliff, what is going on? Why are you so mad?
How do I get a quarterly retirement portfolio statement? I don't even know what any of those things are.
You're quarter aged. You're gonna be having a retirement soon.
Quarter. I only have a quarter thanks to what I get paid. Oh, here's the electric bill.
But what is the matter?
The refrigerator bill.
I need to know what's wrong. We can't go on like the whole show like this.
Kiddo, let's face it that me opening the mail is the most riveting thing that's ever happened on this show. And I will treat the listeners to it for as long as I can. This is the electric bill. 6167. What am I doing? Lighting France? Kendall, I don't know. Why don't you just leave the listeners and I alone? And why don't you just take everybody else out like you do all the time? Why don't you do it while I'm opening the mail?
Oh, we're still going on about this. Cliff, I told you.
I know what this is.
You were doing Richard Simmons, Sweating to the Oldies in the break room.
Uh-huh.
And I knew that you wanted to lose weight. I was trying to help out. And so when Mr. Snodbottom said, well, let's go out to lunch. And I was like, oh, look, let's go to this really heavy, fat Italian place. I was like, I'm not, you know, Cliff's working out. He's doing good. I'm not going to push him to go out to this fattening place. So I just let you work out.
Kendall, that is not an excuse. I find this utterly ridiculous. And I don't know. I think you obviously should have come and invited me. I could have eaten breadsticks. It is up to me how fat I am. This is America the last time that I checked. I don't know where you live, Kendall. I have to go take this mail and go dump it in a landfill like all the rest of the Americans. Why don't you just do the rest of the show by yourself?
Well, I guess I'll be taking everyone out to lunch from now on. Let's see. I do have a little poem that I could read you about politics. It's called The Long Shadow of Lincoln, a litany. Dear, what's going on, dear?
Tell me what's happening, Bo.
Well, where did Cliff go?
I saw him burst through the door, Bo. I'm not sure where he went. He's opening doors, slamming other doors. It's just a cacophony of doors out there, Bo. What's happened? I admit I drifted off for a moment and am unfamiliar with the last few moments.
Oh, dear, did he read his results from the health test last week? I know he'd already read those. He was mad because I took everybody out to eat. And remember, he was working out, and I didn't want to, like, make him go to this fattening place, so I didn't ask him to go, and now he's mad that he didn't get to go.
I can't say if you did the right thing or not, Bo.
Well, dear, I do have to say this is a breach of etiquette, dear. It's a big breach of etiquette, dear. You have to invite everyone and let them make their own decisions, dear.
Yes, it's poo foam, Bo.
Oh, my gosh, everybody's against me. Okay, well, I'm so sorry that I did this. I will not let it happen again. I gotta go take a break, see if I can go find Cliff. And we'll be right back after this.
Hi, what's going on, guys? Hey.
Oh, Charles. Oh, great, Charles.
Hey, Cliff's out in the parking lot. He's yelling about some big fat asshole. What's happening?
Oh, that'll be me. All right, well, I'm going to go find him. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, you. Don't worry. Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
Sofia. ¿Saben lo que me gusta de su país? Que me siento como en casa. Hasta tenemos los mismos gustos. Y por cierto, tienen tan buena pasta. Los fideos, los macarones, los tallarines, los espaguetis. Esta pasta es gallo. Es deliciosa. Comprendo por qué pasas gallo son sus pastas preferidas.
Disfrute la pasta.
Con pastas gallo.
Oh, you are not gonna want to miss this. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall coast to coast.
Oh, we're back. We are back. Cliff is not here right now. He got mad and left the studio. But we're going to charge on and finish the show because Mr. Snowbottom made me.
Kettlebell, you can't go stopping the show just because someone flies out of the studio in a rage.
Dear, so many breaches of etiquette today.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter. I apologize. I've got to do something to make it up to Cliff. I think, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Sherman, would you please, for me, since I can't leave the booth, I'm going to do the show, could you go and call Cliff's favorite donut place down the street and have him deliver a dozen donuts here with a big card on it?
Dear, I think that would be a wonderful idea. I will go do that right now.
All right, dear, let's go. Let's go do it.
All right, well, I'll see you guys later. All right, well, I guess I'm going to go ahead and start Weird News. Since Cliff is not back, it's time for Kendall's Weird News. All right, well, listeners, our first story of Weird News is a surgeon carves initials on a woman's abdomen. Can you believe it? A Manhattan obstetrician carved his initials on a female patient's abdomen after performing a cesarean section because he felt he had done a beautiful job. Dr. Alan Zarkin was dubbed Dr. Zorro by hospital staff after he had used a scalpel to etch AZ in the 3-inch letters into the skin of a new mother, Lena Geddes. Isn't that weird?
All right. I'll do it. Go.
Oh, Cliff, I'm so glad you're back.
Don't talk to me.
Oh, well, I'm just in the middle of weird news here. Okay, so, Cliff, a woman filed for divorce after discovering her husband had been cheating on her in an online fantasy adventure. Amy Taylor met her husband Dave Pollard in the internet chat room in 2003, and they later set up home in Nique, Cornwall. Both joined Second Life, an online community where players adopt imaginary personas
called avatars.
That's
just stupid.
Oh, it's weird,
they're
Cliff.
Weird.
A confused Greek traveler managed to get lost in a tiny local airport in Germany for a whole week in 2008. He's 38 years old, and he spent 7 days wandering aimlessly around Hanover Airport before travel agent Sabine Berger spotted him and alerted police. She said, "I saw him a few times, and at first just thought he was flying in and out of the airport a lot." Isn't that weird? Weird.
No.
Oh, well, that's all the time. Luckily, I guess. For weird news. All right, Cliff. I apologize greatly for not taking you to lunch. I've got something on the way that I hopefully will make you feel a little better.
Listeners, do you know this about vitamins? Organic vitamins are better for you than synthetic ones, no matter what you may hear other fat hosts proclaim.
No, I agree with you on
through
that
the one. Show. The body, it just cannot tell the difference. But the food that the organic vitamins come from can give you fiber and other nutrients. There's nutrients throughout.
Oh, Cliff, I need some good fiber. All right. Well, Cliff, I think it's time.
What is it with Kendall, listeners? Have you ever asked yourself the eternal question, what is it with Kendall?
It's what is it?
What is it with Kendall?
All right, Cliff.
What is it with a fatso?
What is it with me is that I have a couple questions for you, a couple of hints. And each hint gets easier and easier, so you want to try to guess who or what or where this place is before you get to the 10th question. Are you ready?
What is it with him? Yes.
Cliff, question what? Or tip number 10. It was invented in 1930 by a plant manager.
What a tip. Hot tip. A plant manager, 1930. I'm talking a microwave.
No, Cliff. Tip number 9. It flourished during the Great Depression.
Hot tip. Suicides.
No, Cliff. That was after the Great Depression. Tip number 8. Over 500 million are consumed each year.
What is a Twinkie?
Yes, Cliff. A Twinkie. Good one.
What is it with Ken? No.
All right, Cliff, they were created in London in 1902.
Twix candy bars.
No, Cliff. No. They are a major sponsor of Formula One racing.
Valvoline motor oil.
No, Cliff, they're available in regular light and menthol.
Virginia Slims.
No, you were close. Rugged Cowboys were used to sell the brand.
Marlboro.
Yes, Cliff, you got it.
Whatever, Marlboro. Keep your death factories away.
All right, I got one more for you, Cliff, if you got the time.
I've got plenty of time.
It may be mechanical, electronic.
I got nothing but time.
Okay, good. It may be mechanical, electrical, or both. Or electronic, not electrical.
Vibrator.
No, that may be true, but not for this one. In 1982, one was produced with a built-in television screen.
Vibrator.
No, although that's a good thing to have. Another example was introduced that could translate 1,500 Japanese words into English.
Vibrator.
No. In the 1980s, one Swiss company hired graphic designers to design an annual collection of non-repairable models.
Computers?
No. Some of the more famous models include Timex, Casino, Omega, Cartier, and Tag Heuer.
A what?
Cliffy earned the ranking of Eagle Scout in the Boy Scouts.
Dick Van Dyke.
No. He attended Purdue University studying aerospace engineering.
Who's that old? Steve Martin.
No. Cliff, in August 12th, 1954, became a fully qualified Navy aviator.
Bob Dahl.
Now, your next one's going to get you a lot closer, Cliff. His first space flight was on Gemini 8 in 1966.
Neil Armstrong.
Yes, Cliff, you got it.
Okay, I got it.
Walking on the moon.
I feel like I'm walking on the moon. Walking on the moon.
Somebody just came in the door.
Walking on the moon.
Was I'm walking in the moon.
What?
Sorry to interrupt your perfect pitch. Somebody just walked in the door with 12 or a dozen of your favorite donuts from down the street I ordered for you. Here they are with... Come on in. You're good. I'll just give me those. Here you go, Cliff. And it's got a card on top and everything.
You know that I'm trying to be healthy. You've seen me sweat to the oldies. And now, to repay me... for being so mean and leaving me out at lunch, you have given me 50,000 fat grams.
But you said what it was your choice to make.
A gesture.
You said it was your choice to make. All right, he's not having any of this, and that's pretty sad.
Listeners, do you know what makes people sad other than listening to this show?
I know what makes me sad.
Makes me sad, too.
What makes you sad?
You.
Oh, Cliff, if our listeners are sad.
You.
Go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, emails at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT, or listen to us on Sunday mornings at 4 a.m. on KBSH, Rye 99.
Where they play all the hits, and for some reason known only to possibly Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn and Mrs. Pussy Bottom, who owns the radio station, they also play our show.
Well, because it's wonderful, Cliff.
No.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful show. Kendall, I'm going to try. I pledge to the listeners. It's not even about you. It's the listeners I'm pledging to. I'll pledge to the listeners that I'll try to be the Dow and just let your horrible life choices just float right through me like water.
Well, I'm very sorry, Cliff. I apologize greatly. Why don't we go out to dinner right now, you and I? Your choice where we go, and I'll make it up to you.
Kendall, you would offer me dinner knowing
I said wherever you want to go. You can go to the salad shop down the street if you want to.
Pardon me while I go thinking about the salad shop.
Cliff, faith and prayer are the vitamins of the soul. Man cannot live in health without them, and that's Mahalia Jackson.
Remember that not getting what you want is sometimes a wonderful stroke of luck, and that was said by who? The Dalai Lama.
Oh, see, Cliff, listen to the Dalai Lama.
Kendall, if I want to listen to the Dalai Lama, I will, okay? Cliff, it is up to me.
Pop music is aspirin and the blues are vitamins, and that was Peter Tork.
Blues! Kendall, when a person can no longer laugh at himself, it's time for others to laugh at him. And that was said by who but Thomas Szasz.
Thomas Szasz got
the pizza. That's his name!
No, I know. I know, it's
Szasz.
It's funny. Why don't you take me home?
Take me home, terrible friend Rose.
What can I do to make it up? What could I do?
Please. You could stay out of me singing this song.
Oh, okay.
Stay out of it. Stay out of it. Stay out of it. Stay out of it. I'm alone. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week. Hopefully.
Amen.
Vitamin to Benjamin. Vitamin to Benjamin. Vitamin to Benjamin.
You poop out at party. You poop out at party. You poop out at party.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The answer to all your problems is in this little bottle.
Vitamin to Benjamin. Vitamin to Benjamin. Vitamin to Benjamin.
You can spoon your way to health. Spoon your way to health.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Vitamin to Benjamin. Vitamin to Benjamin. Vitamin to Benjamin. Vitamin to Benjamin, Vitamin to Benjamin, Vitamin to Benjamin.
Amen, 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 amen.
That's Vitamin to Benjamin.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.